Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And we're going to go straight to prayer, and then we'll get on with the show. Heavenly Father, for such a time as this, a time when it seems that evil is all around us, a time when we feel helpless, because in many ways we are, but with you, O Lord, we can accomplish anything. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. My heart is heavy for the children of this nation, from the unborn to the teens, from the teens to the young adults. We have done them wrong. Please grant us the wisdom and show us the way to bring this nation back to you, to bring America home, and to save our children. Evil is real, and we can feel its darkness. It chooses death over life and slavery over freedom. Grant us your liberty and your freedom as we become more dependent on you, O Lord, for such a time as this. I ask you now to keep President Trump and Vice President Pence in your presence. Keep them safe from all the evil that is around them. Guard their wives and their families, too. Protect them, O Lord. We are an imperfect people. This we know to be truth. As the Father watches over his children, please watch over us. We thank you for your love and your forgiving heart. As Jabez prayed for wisdom and an increase in territory, I pray for CSC Talk Radio. Not that I will be lifted up, but that your name will be known to all listening. I give today's show to you. May we have truth and wisdom and a little fun. But most of all, encouragement, that we might be disciplined in our actions and determined to be yours. For such a time as this, we pray. Amen. Well, it is Friday, and we'll hear from Daniel on the second segment. But this week has been full of craziness and the words of evil surround us. I mean, impeach, 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 and don't do this, don't do that, this is wrong, this is right, racist, racist, racist. That's all we ever hear. As I was flitting through the news this morning, my mind wanders, as it very often does, but this time it went to the fairy tales of old. I don't know how some of these things just jump in my head, but they do. How evil would present its prey, its victim, using something beautiful and tasty and enticing. A house made of candy, a shiny red apple. Once they've enticed, the ugly of the evil is revealed. I see what's happening in this nation as that. I see socialism as that. They entice the young and the not so young and the older even, which really confuses me because they should know better, with tasty and beautiful things, free health care, guaranteed wages even if you don't have a job, free college, free housing. Everyone should have a house. Yet when they're trying to take care of the homeless in certain cities, the Democrats are upset about that. They have a right to live homeless. It's like, seriously. But on the other hand, there is nothing that's free. It will always come at a very high and precious cost. Our children, their freedom and our freedom, liberty, and freedom and liberty will be gone. The evil, those who believe in a centralized government, dictating from D.C., They do not believe your rights are yours. No, they don't. You listen to them talk, but are only yours if they choose to give them or grant them to you. Who is the Wicked Witch today? I believe it's a large coven. They're calling it the Deep State. But it is full of evil. And it is more wicked than any witch or warlock from the fairy tales of old. This story, and I haven't talked about it this week, but as one talk show host has kind of got off on this and really making a huge deal out of it, which they should, but a series of stories and articles about it, reporting. It's how ABC and NBC hid from you the stories of Weinstein and Epstein years ago. They knew the wickedness and what was being done, and they hid it. And they hid it because big names were involved. One was Clinton. So they had to stifle it. They had to squash it. They had to hide it from the American people. That should make you so angry. So then they come out and they act like they're surprised, and they're not surprised. They knew all along. They were willing. Now stop and think about this. They were willing to sacrifice more women and more children's lives to keep some elite name out of it. As if the evil that was done was not enough. They were all okay with it continuing for more women, for more children to be stolen, human trafficking, made in to be slaves, sex slaves. They were okay with that. If that's not evil, I don't know what is. They will just eat you alive because you do not matter. The only thing that matters is their own self-gratification. Stop and think about it. Not only were they willing to squash the stories that were, but to victimize those who were about to be. More children, more women, to be raped, to be used, to be trafficked. The rich did that. And who are they? We know many of their names. One would be Clinton. There are others involved, and we know their names as well. They couldn't allow it to get out. They couldn't allow it to get out. Because the elite is above the law. And the peasants, they don't really matter. You see, the left, who screams about women's rights, they don't care about women. They don't care about men, and they don't care about children. Everything they tell you is a lie. If you found out, without a shadow of a doubt, do you have a mind open enough to know that everything they tell you is a lie, would you do anything about it? Well, you know what? It's time to figure that out. Climate change is a lie. Everything they're telling you is a lie. Human trafficking is real. They tell you there's no problem at the border. We had a couple of American families murdered, burned, and kidnapped. Don't worry. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Are you listening, America? CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
We have the charge of listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have Daniel with us, and I don't know what's been going on in his world this week, but I'll tell you what, it's been a crazy one. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing well, Beth Ann. Always a pleasure to be with you and your wonderful listeners, and happy Friday.
Well, happy Friday to you. What's on your mind? What report do you have for us today?
Well, I don't know if you saw the wonderful little thing I sent you on Twitter a couple days ago of the journalist who was taking a picture of the countryside, and he said, "I do not understand these formations." He was in an airplane, and he was at 10,000 feet, and I tagged you on it saying, "I'm sure Beth Ann would have fun with this." But I don't understand these geographical patterns and formations, and everyone laughing at this poor reporter saying, it's called agriculture, right? It's called farms. but it was,
it's just
it was
a patchwork quilt.
Exactly. It's just amazing how it just naturally forms those patterns. But the fun thing in national energy news is the entrance of Michael Bloomberg into the fray, and it's not official. I know he has said that he's looking at entering some of the primaries, so I think that sounds pretty official. But we've talked a lot about Mr. Bloomberg on your show, and I think that's going to bring a new dimension of authoritarian liberalism to the race, because nobody believes he has more of a God-given right to tell you what to do than Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah, he does. He'll even judge you for your soft drinks. What size are they?
Exactly. You know, he is terrible on energy. He's one of the largest funders of green groups. The $500 million he's given to the Sierra Club to shut down every coal mine, and he said that. Our goal is to shut down every coal mine in America, and I have pledged $500 million. I mean, that's an absurd amount of money that most people will never come close to in a thousand lifetimes, and he's donating it to destroy small town America in places like your hometown where there are coal miners left. So he's terrible on the energy issue, but even on larger issues, he's terrible because, like I said, he's a true authoritarian.
Absolutely.
What you drink, your gun rights, what you put in your body, alcohol, cigarettes, he knows better than you, and he will decide your lifestyle choices for you.
And Steyer, is he still thinking about jumping back in as well? That shows you how desperate the Democrats' party is right now.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, they are way behind in money and fundraising. We talked about that before. Their last quarter, they didn't come close to raising what President did. They didn't come close to raising what President Trump raised. So they do need the money, and I can understand for that reason why Bloomberg would be an attractive candidate. He's worth $52 billion, so he can write himself a very large check, no doubt.
I have here, and the title of this article is Sanders' Immigration Plan, Halt Deportation, Abolish ICE, Welcome 50,000 Climate Migrants, and Give Welfare to All. Climate migrants. What does that mean?
You know, Mr. O'Rourke, who thank goodness is gone from the campaign also, but he was a big a pusher of that belief that the immigration is caused by climate change. And it's our fault that we have Central American immigrants because climate change has ravaged their neighborhoods, not the drug cartels, right, or just the socialist mismanagement driving the them to America. And so, yeah, that's what a climate migrant is. And if Elizabeth Warren's going to bring 50,000 more of them, I wonder if they're going to move to her part of Boston.
You bet. No, they're going to move into those little circle areas that they're seeing from the airplanes. That's where they're going to move.
Exactly.
I don't understand
this.
I wish I'd have seen that tweet. I did not see that. I apologize.
It's all good.
I was having trouble keeping up this week. And that's just,
Warren,
go ahead.
I think she's picking up where Beto left off of just going after the most radical things possible.
I loved her rant when she was actually getting somebody was kind of in her face about how much is this going to raise taxes. She says it's not about the taxes, it's about the cost. It's about the cost. I'm going, what is this woman trying to say? Because she refused to say that all this stupid stuff she's putting out there for free is going to raise everyone's taxes. And yes, it is about the cost. It's going to raise the cost of living. It's going to raise everything. But
we thought Green New Deal was expensive. And when you look at the price tag for her Medicaid for All, which is an additional $52 trillion, we're talking about dollar amounts that mine cannot comprehend, nor can the American budget comprehend. I mean, $52 trillion?
Yeah. They never talk about getting
that number.
Rid of that.
No,
yeah.
Of course not. Of course not. So if Michael Bloomberg joins this pack, it's another voice of just lunacy. I'm sure he will sound like an attractive alternative because he is a successful businessman. I do not begrudge him his wealth. His wealth is fairly honestly achieved, right? He created a great company, a great product, and he deserves it. He also deserves to keep it. I don't know if you saw Mr. Gates complaining about Elizabeth Warren saying, if I'm a billionth of what I earned. And that's a legitimate point of view. He deserves his billions of dollars.
That's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You have the
Amen.
Right to pursue, as long as you're not hurting someone or breaking the laws, to pursue prosperity. to own property, which is something that was foreign to our founding fathers, because the king had it all. He was claiming it all. They come in this new land, they go, wait a minute, you haven't even been here. How can you say you own it all?
Because exactly.
He felt like he owned the colonists. And so it was them that gave everybody else this freedom, and they failed to see it. They fail to understand. Well, I think they understand. They just want your freedom. They want theirs, but they want yours too.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think this is going to be the biggest contrast as we get closer to the election. For his flaws and for his good parts, one thing he definitely believes is in the individual right to pursue happiness. And when you compare that to whoever wins the nomination, whether it's Warren, whether it's Sanders, whether it's Michael Bloomberg, that is a huge contrast of someone saying, no, I deserve to take your money and give it to someone who I think believes deserves it because I'm the president. I know better than you. Bloomberg is the classic example of that. I know better than you.
What do you think? When you, I like to play little games in my head sometimes. When you think about whoever gets on the debate stage with President Donald Trump, he will just absolutely, I think Elizabeth Warren will walk away crying. Sanders will probably have another heart attack because he'll blow his lid. And Kamala Harris, she just hasn't got a clue. What do you think Bloomberg would do?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I don't know how well he will stand up to an attack. One of the things that they're all going to forget is that President Trump likes to attack. He likes the fight. He likes the debate stage. When he told Hillary Clinton, well, you'll be in jail, he enjoys those moments. And
yeah, he does.
whoever is his challenger has to get very well prepared for those debate stages. It's going to be the most watched show in television history. And you're right. Going against probably the best debater of all time. And well, he's vicious, as he should be.
They don't have a leg to stand on. That's the real issue. You know, throwing this stuff out, we want to give free stuff, and they throw it, and they hope it'll stick on the wall. You know, that's not going to work with President Donald Trump.
Nope. And that's where the battleground will be back in wonderful states like your home state of Missouri and a lot of those states where there are still the numbers to reelect this president. And that's going to be... I think, you know, regardless of what happened on Tuesday, and I voted for him last time have not disappeared.
You know, I had a call from Wyoming last week, somebody in the Republican Party there, and they're looking at getting their convention together for next year. And they were saying, we're just, you know, we've got a purple state beside us that's about to turn blue, and we don't want Wyoming to go blue. And so they're struggling, they're fighting, and it just blows my mind. Of course, you know, I get upset with the Republicans, too, but it blows my mind that anybody would support this socialism. But,
amen.
You know, I haven't walked in their moccasins, so I don't really know what their lives have been like, and that's what it gets down to. We are heading into a break. Daniel, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Have a good one. Daniel will be with us next Tuesday on the full hour of the show. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public.
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. I was a second early there. And we have returned. I want to repeat this as I'm talking about some of these things that are going on today. And we are opening up the mics. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, I love all of you to call in. But please keep your comments or your questions really, really brief so we can get as many callers in as possible. That's 877-895-5410. I want to thank those who have sent prayers. I appreciate that so very much. You got to keep them a little shorter so I can put them on the air. They've got to be a little bit shorter. But this is from Thomas Sowell. He's not a founding father, but his wisdom is grandeur. It really is. He's a black historian. He's a black conservative. Therefore, he gets talked down about from the left. You ever notice they don't like free speech when it comes to that? Historians of the future. I read this to you the other day. Historians of the future will have a hard time figuring out how so many organized groups of strident jackasses succeeded in leading us around by the nose and morally intimidating the majority into silence. Now, when you stop and think about what he's saying there, I don't normally use the word of the animal, but that's what he is. It's in the dictionary. I'm not cussing, not cursing. But they're not known for being an intelligent animal. And they have to be led or forced into doing something. But as I was talking at the beginning of the show with the fairy tales, isn't that exactly, although it's not a fairy tale, isn't that exactly what we're doing? Particularly with the youngsters. I've got an article here from the Daily Signal, and I'm not going to read it to you. We're going to go to the phone lines here real quick. The next generation of Americans will embrace socialism if we lose the war on history. That's the reason the left want to take the history away from the youth. You know not who you are if you forget from whence you came. We're going to go to Larry in Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Yeah, I wanted to say a word about all these rich people that are thinking about going for the presidency. They don't know or don't understand what sin is. Sin is our nature from birth.
Mm.
We Absolutely. All are sin from birth.
Every one of us.
Look who put Jesus on the cross. The people yelled out. In their nature, they yelled out and crucified him. Go back to the cross. You want to understand sin.
And many of those were the ones following him. You know, many of those were the ones in the crowds. Probably some of them he fed when he fed the 5,000. And there they're standing. Yeah, give us Barabbas. Crucify this guy. Give us Barabbas. You know, it's amazing what we forget. And
they tell lies and expect us to believe that it's the truth, but it's lies. Right. It's still lies.
And the media, but the media is hiding them. You know, just like this this story that broke this week, and there's you're not hearing it on the mainstream media. They're not telling it about Epstein and Weinstein. They knew about him, both of those men, a long time ago, but they squashed those stories because those stories had the names in there of the elite. They cannot harm those. They have to keep this facade, you know, this appearance.
They just better go back to go back and try to understand and what sin means. Well, sin is by nature. We all are born sinners.
Well, sin is the separation from God.
Yeah.
And when you deny God, you're pretty separated. And that's what the left has done. They deny he even exists. Although they say, you know, that they're one denomination or the other, you know, Pelosi is a Catholic denomination, and yet she believes in killing the unborn. And
she still is her by name.
All right, I'm going to let you go. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it very much. Rudy went in and did a real quick search on the trillions. He says total worth of all the billionaires in the world. Now, he did this quickly, so we're not going to, you know, we're not going to make him shed blood over this, is $9.1 trillion. That's their worth. Well, the package that they want in this Green New Deal and all the things that these Democrat candidates are proposing are going to cost us a lot more than that. So even all these billionaires in the world can't pay. They can't even pay our debt, Rudy. They can't even pay this nation's debt.
Nobody has any idea how much money $1 trillion really is.
That's a lot of little zeros. I don't think my little calculator goes that far.
It didn't used to.
No, it does. It still doesn't. My old one in there, it doesn't go that far. It gives you all these weird things if you try to put too many zeros in there. You know, I'm really concerned. You know, what was the headline there on Oh, I already misplaced it. With here it is, Sanders. This is his plan. Halt deportation. Abolish ICE. Why? What ICE is doing is supposedly implementing the laws that were established by Congress. Senator Sanders, those laws are real. And they're there to protect the people. Isn't that why all of you voted them in? More than once? And welcome 50,000 climate migrants, that's illegal migrants, into this nation. And give welfare to everybody. But them first. Now I want you to think about what that will do to our children. What will that do to our children here in the United States? We have Joe from Arkansas. He wants to talk about the high taxes of socialist programs. Joe, how are you doing today?
Oh, still getting by. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. I didn't tell you. I had another grandbaby over the weekend.
Well, congratulations. How many
you
got?
You know, that's easy. That's 15. That's 15 grandchildren.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. Yeah,
well,
you're
I'm
doing your bit to repopulate the country.
I'm one of those evil people, aren't I?
Fill the earth and multiply, I think is what the command was.
It
but
was.
Anyway, I wanted to, yeah, it does seem obvious that these high taxes for the socialist programs, they will ruin the country. They will drive up the debt so far we can't possibly carry it. And I remember when I was a kid in the 1950s, I remember my father saying that he paid about 12% of his income to government in all levels of taxes. And I remember, and, you know, he didn't have any particular outstanding. He was, I think you would classify what we were at that time as maybe lower middle class. And I also remember hearing Al Addisk, who used to do a Melody Cedarstrom show with her.
Yes.
I remember him saying that when he was young, he remembered his father saying that he paid about 15% of his income to the government at all levels of taxes. And I've also read that historians have found out that have, according to historical studies, when people in governments were more military, were more evenly matched in firepower, then whenever taxes went above about 20 to 25%, there was a revolt and the people would do their best to overthrow the government. And so I have thought that it ought to be possible. I've never heard of an economist doing this, but it seems like it would be a good idea for some economist to do this, to figure out what would be the ideal tax rate, because it seemed like when taxes were 12 to 15%, you know, somewhere under 20% of the average person's income in this country, that's when our country was at its height. That's when life was really good here. That's when we were the strongest, most prosperous country in the world. So some economists ought to do a study on what's the ideal tax rate to keep the country at its strongest.
I agree. We're out of time. We're headed to the break. Thank you, Joe. That would be an interesting show, would it not? You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Good question, Joe, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, The Nile River and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Well, as I was saying, I really liked Joe's idea there that we ought to find out what that tipping point is. When was it that the economy was good, tax-wise? You know, the Lord only asks for 10%, and he was saying in the 50s, his father said 12, and someone else had said 15. You know, it's kind of like George Washington told us. And I believe it was Thomas Jefferson said, once they figure out that they can tax the people, that it's over. Your freedom is over. Your liberty is done. You are now under a dictatorship. You are now under tyranny. You are no longer a free republic. This is all part of the plan, and we see this in so many, unfortunately. All of us have friends or relatives or someone who is in law enforcement, and yeah, there's bad characters in all of life's occupations. But this is in Maryland County, and they have banned the display of the pro-police flag at police stations, and it prompts outrage from the state Republicans. Well, what about the state people? Why would they do that? They're putting up the flag that has the little blue stripe that is pro-law enforcement. And they're making them take it down. They're banning. Whose decision was that? Well, here we go. The decision to forbid the display of a homemade wooden replica of the thin blue line flag donated to Germantown Police Station by a father and son in honor of First Responders Day, sparked controversy in a Maryland county just outside of Washington, D.C. this week. Montgomery County Police tweeted a photo of the flag. It is really pretty. After it was donated, thanking the father-son team and promising to display it at the 5th District Station. But the tweet prompted backlash on Twitter. You know, I don't understand that. Do you understand that? What is the real hate for the police? In particular, if you'll notice, it's the local police. What they want is a federal police force. Obama said it in a speech once. I don't have the quote in front of me, but he said it. That's what they want. He thinks that'd be more efficient economically. Yeah. Well, the real efficient one is to have all the people with guns. Okay, that's a little generalized. Well, we started out speaking about wicked witches, and so we're going to say, talking about witches, Hillary Clinton says, I live rent free in Donald Trump's head. She is so full of herself. Every time she gets up and speaks, she talks against the president. Every single time. And she thinks it's the president talking about her. No. Hillary, it's you. It's all about you, Hillary. You know? It's all about you. We are living in the great Netflix special, and I just want the series to end, and we're all okay with it if it does, Hillary said. Yeah, we're okay with it, Hillary, so why don't you quit giving speeches? Who's paying her to do these speeches? Let's have a little sit-down chat with them. I want to go back to the understanding of what's really taking place in this country. When you have mainstream media, which is supposed to be there to protect the people, to give the truth, burying a story about rape and human trafficking because names of importance, like an ex-president of the United States, was on it. Impeached president for lying, which he did do. And he did rape, and he did abuse women. When you have a media that cares more about the elite than the people they're supposed to be serving, this nation is in a bad way. How can we possibly turn it around? They were willing, not just deny justice to those already inflicted by these people, but they were okay with the ones they would abuse and rape tomorrow. Do you really think that Epstein killed himself? And if he did, he had good reason. They don't care about you. The answer, I never thought I'd say this. Conway West is living today as he is right now on fire for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And on Sunday, last week, he was in a, I'm going to call it a revival service. It was a church service. And of course, he's pushing his new album, We Are in a Capitalist World. 1,000 out of 6,000 people raised their hands. Now, we don't know what's in their hearts. They raised their hands to give their life to Jesus Christ. Wouldn't it be fun to have Kanye West on the air and have him tell his story of salvation? We're only on an hour. To tell his story on how he and I can sit in the same room and say we're brothers and sisters. We're different colors. We're definitely different personalities. Definitely have different choices of music. But he's doing his best right now. That's all I can say is right now in this present time, he's trying to live what he's been talking about. He warns of social media. He warns of even how we dress. He said, I never thought it was a big deal before, but I realize now it is, and it was leading me down the wrong way, wrong path. It was amazing what he was confessing. It's amazing that he repented. And that's what America needs. If my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear their prayers and I will heal their land and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Lendon. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.